Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Tuesday, August 11th edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and I am indeed coming to you all during a time and during a week that is very, very different. You know, we had an encore presentation of the show yesterday, and that is largely due to the fact that I was trying to work my sources and trying to make sure that the report that was released yesterday concerning the Big Ten Conference was indeed going to come to fruition at some point yesterday. But that did not happen to be the case. I had some spots ready for our news team concerning the Big Ten Conference and its possible cancellation of the college football year. So it was a very weird day following that. You know, I had multiple conversations with our news team and, trying to put together a story and a post that would go out. But as the day went along, it was just a weird day because when that report came out, courtesy of multiple sources out there, it's like all of a sudden you started to see other people who follow college football, other reporters out there and broadcasters put out there that no, a meeting did not happen, and this discussion about the Big Ten canceling its college football year, it's still up in the air. It's not finalized. So it was just a weird day. And now you have a few Big Ten college football coaches out there coming out and voicing support for a college football season and saying that they're fighting for the players. And, you know, meanwhile, you've got many players out there, not just in the Big Ten, but across the world of college football already coming out and opting out of this upcoming season. And it's just wild. And what I'm hearing is that, you know, I don't know, by the time you hear this, because of course I'm recording Current Sports now in the morning due to COVID, you know, from my home, from my apartment. I've been doing the show like this since, I believe, April now. And, you know, by the time you hear this, maybe the Big Ten has already come out and made it official, or maybe we're still waiting right now. But as of right now, this morning, as I record this, the Big Ten has not come out and officially put a stake in the ground and said that, yeah, that's it. There will be no college football season this fall. So, and I'm keeping, you know, a close eye on it as I record here throughout the hour. So, you know, this is all fluid right now. You know, and I'm reading right now also online that UMass has canceled its football season, hoping to play in the spring. UMass, of course, is an FBS independent. And that's coming from Nicole Auerbach, who is a senior writer covering college football for The Athletic. So, you know, just a lot going on. And I'm going to comb through a few more stories that have been released this morning. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, many people have different opinions on it. For someone like me, who is taking this pandemic serious, I look at this as a no-brainer. And I look at it as really, really only one option here. And I know I'm talking directly to Michigan State football fans out there. You want to see college football. Many of you want to see college football this season. All of you do. But there are some of you who are looking at this from a logical standpoint and saying, I get it. It's a pandemic. Let's sit this year out and come back next season. While some of you are on the other side of the fence to say, hey, we can control this thing. If the players want to play, let them play. So I'm going to give you my thoughts on why there is really only one smart option here. And the writing is on the wall. And I'm going to read a few comments because, you know, when I put this out there, when I put my thoughts and opinions out there, I got some interesting reaction via social media from a few of you all. So I'll spend a few moments also reading your comments as well. All right. So that's going to be the foundation of today's current sports. That is what is going to carry us through. Talking about the Big Ten Conference and the cancellation, possible cancellation of fall football, and what you know, what kind of reaction that is going to spark across the college sports world, and what will other conferences do, especially other Power Five conferences do, if that indeed becomes a reality for the Big Ten Conference? All right? So if you would like to get your opinion on the show, you can pick up the phone and you can leave us a voice message at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527, just like my main man Mike from Saginaw has done. What's up, Mike?
Hello, this is Michael calling L. Martin just to let you know that I'm still out here listening to your show in Radio Land. I've been taking a break because of the pandemic out here, and I'm just glad that I turned on your radio show and you all okay and everything. I was traveling up to your campus the other day, and I just look at how ghosted it was. I mean, you know, I still want to still listening to your program. Hopefully someday soon we can get back and talk about normal things. But I'm glad that you were live and well, and hopefully everything will come back to normal. Just want to let you know that I'm out here, and I hope and pray that everyone in the listening audience okay, and the Lansing School District made the right choice.
How cool is that? You know, Mike is actually like our first official current sports voicemail lever throughout this time. So, you know, it's an easy way for you to still let your voice be heard literally here on the show. So, again, that number is 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Appreciate you, Mike. You can also weigh in courtesy of social media if that is more your flow. Tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. And you can also leave us a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. All right, but a lot to get to today. A lot to get to. You know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, as I mentioned, it was just a weird day for the Big Ten Conference. An incredibly weird day. First, you had the MAC call off fall sports on Saturday. The Mid-American Conference will not be playing any fall sports, and that does include college football, this upcoming fall. Then their brethren in the Big Ten appeared to join them, as multiple sources at multiple Big Ten schools told the Detroit Free Press, among other outlets, on Monday, confirming the conference would cancel the upcoming football season for this fall. You know, the Free Press actually had one source saying, quote, "It's done." Then something changed. You know, I don't know what happened, but next thing you know, reports were being put out on social media that no vote took place, and that is not true. There's still discussions to be had. You know, that those reports of a vote among Big Ten presidents on Sunday to shut down the season, they got watered down. Watered down. It was like unofficial polling. And rumors of a second day of Big Ten presidents meeting turned into a call with athletic directors. You know, when it comes to Michigan State, you know, on what is normally the Michigan State football's off day today on Tuesdays, that was actually moved up to Monday. I understand why. You know, I'm pretty sure Mel Tucker was on the phone with his bosses, with Bill Beekman and members of his staff, trying to figure out whether or not these reports are true, and if so, why even hold practice, right? So Michigan State football had its off day moved up to Monday amid this craziness. And, you know, reportedly they're gonna hit the field today. Ohio State as well. I saw Ohio State is also practicing today. But if this happens, it will mark the first time football would not be held during the fall in the 125-year existence of the Big Ten Conference. Pretty incredible, right? Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Michigan football program, he has been voicing that he wants to see college football this upcoming season, and they can pull this off and do it safely. And he is not alone among his Big Ten coaching brethren. Three other prominent coaches in Nebraska, Scott Frost, Ohio State's Ryan Day, and Penn State's James Franklin all joined Harbaugh on Monday to publicly voice their support for the players getting a chance to play college football this fall. Now, again, there are so many financial ramifications if the Big Ten cancels this upcoming fall, which is really one of the big reasons why the plug has not been officially pulled just yet. Just looking at Michigan State alone, Bill Beekman, speaking to the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce on Monday morning, he noted that Michigan State stands to lose between $80 and $85 million in its fiscal year if football is not played. $80 and $85 million, folks. That's a lot of cheese. That's a ton of cheese. Michigan State will lose more than half of its athletic revenue for the year. Now, that amount represents more than half of the school's total athletic revenue, which is around $140 million per year, to put that in perspective. Insane, right? Insane. So you can understand why this is a slow decision. It's like painfully ripping off a Band-Aid in slow motion. You know, because, you know, if you just rip it off real quick, it's not as painful as if you just slowly just tear that thing off. That's how I equate this this process. That's the metaphor I like to use. And when this report came out about the Big Ten, I mean, it sparked a national conversation. So much so that our president in these United States of America, President Donald Trump, he weighed in and said that, you know, it would be a tragedy if college football is not played this upcoming fall. He also noted this morning, again, in support of college football being played, he felt that the potential move by major NCAA conferences, to postpone or cancel their 2020 seasons would be a tragic mistake. He was interviewed by Clay Travis on Fox Sports' Outkick the Coverage radio show this morning, and he believes players' age and health make them less vulnerable to the risk, citing, quote, one of the great doctors he spoke with, who supported this rationale but did not name the doctor. Trump went on to say, quote, the virus attacks old people very viciously. These football players are very young, strong people physically. I mean, they are physically in extraordinary shape. So they are not going to have a problem with the virus. You are not going to see people. Could there be? Could it happen? But I doubt it. You are not going to see people dying. And many people get it, and they have, like kids, they get it, they have the sniffles. Young kids, almost none, have a serious problem with it. Boy, I wish Donald Trump would tell that to Brady Feeney's mother, right? On Monday, President Donald Trump joined the hashtag #WeWantToPlay movement by voicing his support for college football players, coaches, and fans around the country who are trying to convince university presidents and conference commissioners to salvage the upcoming year. Again, more on this in just a moment. Hang tight. More than 20 students from all three high schools that make up the Lansing School District, Lansing Everett, Lansing Eastern, and Lansing Sexton, participated in a protest yesterday afternoon outside of the administration building to voice their frustrations on what has transpired. The district's decision is in opposition to the Michigan High School Athletic Association's return to play plan, where every other district in the state started football practice on Monday, or started practice period on Monday. And that hasn't sit well with many students out there, as the Lansing School District has come out and said, yeah, there won't be fall sports. Now, the MHSAA previously stated that it would make a final decision regarding the fall sports season no later than August 20th. And the student athletes protested from 1 to 5 p.m. on Friday, and also did so this morning. So there are many student athletes who attend Everett, Eastern, and Sexton who are coming out and saying, hey, man, we want to play fall sports. This is not fair to us, you know, especially seniors. I saw an interview done by the Lansing State Journal this morning in which they interviewed a senior at one of these high schools and is basically saying that, look, my senior year has totally been blown up. You know, I at least want to play sports. This isn't fair, especially considering that the MHSAA hasn't come out and put an end to this. I have thoughts on that later on as well. All right. Michigan State football commit Jake Renda, who is a three-star tight end from Trenton, New Jersey in the class of 2021, he has decommitted from MSU and has now committed to Pittsburgh. Renda, who is scheduled to play his senior season at IMG Academy in Florida, he quoted Andrew Carnegie and said, quote, Pittsburgh entered the core of my heart when I was a boy and cannot be torn out, end quote. So instead of joining MSU, Renda has committed to former MSU defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi, who is the Panthers head coach, and Tim Salem, who is the brother of MSU's former offensive coordinator, Brad Salem. So congratulations to Jake Rinda. Bad news for Spartan fans, though. All right, and speaking of MSU football, more news. As two more Michigan State football players have opted out of the upcoming possible 2020 year. Redshirt freshman linebacker Marcel Lewis and true freshman offensive tackle Justin Stevens announced on Twitter this past weekend that they will not play. They will not play this season due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lewis said that he lost a family member to the virus and doesn't want to risk play. Stevens said he has a respiratory condition that can make him high risk. I don't know, maybe asthma or something like me, right? Four MSU players, four, have now opted out of the 2020 year, including defensive lineman Jacob Panishuk and offensive lineman Jordan Reed. Lewis, a former Chippewa Valley High star, said that he talked with coaches and family members to make his decision to not play. He said Saturday that he had a family member die from the virus and had another who was severely sick. Lewis, who said he plans to return in 2021, played in three games last year as a true freshman and retained his eligibility. Stevens from Ontario will take a redshirt this season. So, the count is up to four. And that's just a small sample size as to what's happening to other college football programs in our nation who have players coming out by the daily saying that, Leah, I don't want to risk anything here. This season is a wash. I will not be playing due to the pandemic. All right, and as you know by now, one Sunday, in the first major without spectators, the 23-year-old Californian Colin Morikawa, he finished with a bang in the PGA Championship. The chip-in for birdie, the tee shot for eagle, which was incredible. It added to a 6-under 64 in the best closing round by a PGA champion in 25 years. A two-shot victory over, I believe it was Paul Casey and Dustin Johnson. And now, Colin Morikawa has three PGA Tour victories and is number five in the world, taking his place among the young stars by beating a cast of world-class players on the public course out in San Francisco, taking home the Wanamaker Trophy. And it was so funny when he was handed the trophy. Many of you have seen that viral moment now. I was dying laughing and actually had to go back a few times on my DVR to watch it over and over. But holding up the Wanamaker Trophy, the lid popped off, and he had a classic reaction. I love it. It was absolutely hilarious. But this young man can play. He finished at 13 under, 267, and left so many others wondering how close they came. And I really like that public course, out there in San Francisco. The course's name escapes me now. It's so cool when you have a major championship on a public course, knowing that, you know, you can have spectators play around the following week. I mean, people are probably out there right now trying to duplicate some of the shots they saw in the PGA Championship. It's just really cool. Really cool stuff. All right, and the NHL playoffs are now set. The NHL's first round playoff matchups are right there on the board. The remaining 16 teams will participate in best-of-seven series after advancing past the qualifying round and round-robin play. First-round games are expected to begin today. How about that? Eastern Conference first-round matchups are as follows. The Philadelphia Flyers will take on the Montreal Canadiens. That's the 1-8 matchup. The 2-7 matchup. The Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. The 3-6 matchup, the Washington Capitals versus the New York Islanders. And the 4-5 matchup out in the East, Boston and Carolina, the Bruins taking on the Hurricanes there. In the Western Conference, you have the Las Vegas Golden Knights as the one seed, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, who are the eighth seed. The Colorado Avalanche and the Arizona Coyotes will get it on as the 2-7. The Dallas Stars will take on the Calgary Flames, the 3-6 seeds. And the St. Louis Blues will play the Vancouver Canucks. That is your 4-5 seed in the Western Conference. And let me give you guys some times, some puck drop times for today. If my browser loads here. Okay, I have it for you all. And you can catch today starting at 3 p.m. So about an hour after we get off the airwaves here on the NBC Sports Network, Columbus and Tampa Bay will have a 3 p.m. puck drop. And then at 5:30, Calgary will take on Dallas at 5:30. This is all on the all of these games are on the NBC Sports Network. 8 p.m., Carolina versus Boston. And at 10:30, Chicago taking on Las Vegas. All right? So some NHL playoff action. Finally. All right, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, you can weigh in by leaving us a voice message if you feel compelled to, just like my man Mike from Saginaw. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com, leave us a comment anywhere there, and you can join us on Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's push along here. When we come back, we, of course, will talk about the Big Ten and its possible cancellation of the upcoming fall football year. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and let's get to our foundational topic of today's show. The Big Ten Conference, according to multiple reports out there, is going to make a decision rather soon. And again, by the time you're listening to this, they may have already made the decision. I'm recording this show in the morning of this August 11th, and I'm being told that the Big Ten is going to make this decision no later than the end of today. Now, I have no idea what the end of the day means. I mean, that could be 11:59 p.m. or 5 p.m. by the end of the workday. Who knows? But today, a decision is expected to be made. So I don't know if by the time you're hearing this, they have made this decision, but all signs are pointing towards the Big Ten Conference canceling college football until 2021. And for me, look, my reaction to this is not one of shock. My reaction to this is not one of surprise, because come on, man. We've been talking about this reality for a long time. I feel like every week I come here and open up this microphone, I mention the Big Ten Conference canceling college football this upcoming fall. I mention not just the Big Ten Conference, but college football, period. The NCAA coming out and sticking a fork in this upcoming fall college football season. I probably, not even every week, I probably mention it every single day. and have been doing that for at least the last 2 months. It's just not realistic to me. And I know there are some people out there. Look, because you know it's so amazing to me. This time, this year, the year 2020 has really opened my eyes as to when it comes to us Americans. We have strong opinions, and when we got strong opinions about anything, we are going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that you feel where we are coming from. There are so many people out here who won't even listen to the other side, if you will. And look, I've said this multiple times. 2020 has also pulled the cover back, if you didn't already know, on just how selfish we are in this country. It blows my mind how we are in the midst of a pandemic. In the midst of a pandemic, you know, none of us have been through anything like this in our lifetimes. People are dying on the daily. Coronavirus cases, excuse me, are hitting all-time highs every single day. And yet, you know, I believe we just hit, what, like 5 million U.S. cases now? I mean, that's not a great milestone. But yet, we got people out here who think it's all a hoax, who think it's not serious, who want to get back to normal. Well, I got news for you. Normal as we know it is gone. That's out the window. And I got some more news for you. Normal as we know it is not coming back for a long, long time. So you better sit back, settle in, and get comfortable with this enormous amount of uncomfort. Just how it is, man. We're going to be wearing masks in public places for a long, long time. And what's amazing to me, and what's amazing and upsetting, incredibly upsetting, is that you compare what we're going through to other parts of this world, and they've got it under control. I mean, come on. Look, New Zealand is like the perfect example for today, because they've recently reinstated a few coronavirus restrictions after the first locally transmitted case in 102 days. In 102 days, New Zealand did not have a locally transmitted case of COVID-19. Yet we can't go 10 minutes without a positive case. It's all because we're selfish. People are split on wearing masks. People don't want to wear a mask. And then want to gripe and complain about things such as, I don't know, college football being up in the air this fall. This is what happens. This is what happens also when you have leadership in various aspects in our nation that have downplayed how serious this thing is. This is what you get. Here you go. You ordered this whole entire stew, and now you want to complain about how it tastes. This is what you wanted. You put these ingredients in there, and this is what we got. So deal with it. I'm tired of hearing about the complaining. As it pertains to the Big Ten, the writing has been on the wall for a long, long time. And it's amazing to me when I read the reactions of people out there on social media and when I have certain conversations with certain people out there. You know, I put out there that, and again, it was a weird day yesterday because, you know, I'm reading all of these articles that, yeah, the Big Ten has canceled the upcoming college football year. Sources have confirmed this. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing these conflicting reports come out, you know, a few hours later. Well, nothing has been confirmed. There was no meeting between presidents and chancellors. Then I'm reading this morning, it was an unofficial meeting. I don't know bottom line, what I do know is this, and this is why, you know, the news team was hitting me up and I'm like, hold on. Let me look into this because I want to confirm that this has come down. I don't know if it's come down yet. Yeah, if it's one thing my tenure at WKAR has taught me, it's to wait and be accurate rather than first. It's good to be first, don't get me wrong. But I'd rather be accurate 10 times out of 10 in comparison to being first and having a 99.9% chance of being right. I'm telling you, man, that 0.1 percentile can hurt you. So I wanted to just make sure, and I'm glad I did, because the only thing we know today is that, well, this morning, and again, things may have changed by the time you're listening to this right now, but as of this morning and by the time I'm recording this, the only thing I know is that it is not official just yet. It's going to come. It's going to come. So I tweeted this out there. Nicole Auerbach's tweet, in response to her tweet, I retweeted with the comment. Her tweet of Big Ten spokesman says, quote, no vote has been held by our presidents and chancellors. So I retweeted with the comment, quote, a lot of he said, she said going on right now. But we all know one thing. College football will not be happening and should not be happening this fall. We are lost as a country right now, and our selfishness has led to COVID-19 getting totally out of hand. And boy, oh boy, did that rub some people wrong. Those who want to see college football out there, it rubbed a lot of people wrong. No, I had one follower of mine say, I think you can have a college football season without putting people at risk. If courses are online, they can assemble in a bubble. MSU alone can host three other schools with our infrastructure where they can train efficiently and play at Spartan Stadium. What's the difference from the bubble that's hosting NBA, MLS, so on and so forth? Had that comment. Had another one. If people want to do something and they are not putting others at risk, they should be allowed to do it. If Harbaugh has truly found a way to do it right, we're really relying on Harbaugh, a college football coach, to figure this thing out. I digress. If Harbaugh has truly found a way to do it right, then let them play and use his model for every team. Just because I have the potential to get sick doesn't mean someone else should decide if I am allowed to do something. The problem with COVID is that you might be spreading it unknowingly. If they found a way to minimize that, then let them play. Well, they haven't. They haven't. Newsflash. Here's another one. This one actually comes from one of my high school basketball coaches who weighed in and took a shot at me. So tired of this no pay stuff, because I made a point that, look, they're unpaid student athletes. How can you have them out there? There's a liability issue here, and I'm going to expound upon that point in just a moment, but this is his response. So tired of the no pay stuff. They get scholarships that increase your life earning potential exponentially. They make connections that lead to career employment. They get room for board training, books, and many other benefits, and These are the people who don't have lucrative careers in the pros, football and basketball. Pay for all the other sports. Yes, the NCAA makes billions, blah, blah, blah. So he goes on a rant about how frustrated he is about basically athletes in the no pay situation when it comes to college athletes. But basically his point is this, and this is a direct quote from him. Quote, "I disagree, Al. I think those who want to play should play. This is, for many, their opportunity to make a professional career. People will get sick, but life goes on." Let me just read that again. People get sick, but life goes on. If that is not the most selfish comment I have directly read throughout this entire pandemic, I don't know what is. And that right there, the sad part about it is that right there is a small window into how many of you out there feel. It is sad, unnerving, and for me, incredibly disturbing. It's like it doesn't even exist. Oh, people will get sick. People will die. Oh, but life goes on. What? That's your view on the most precious thing we have in walking this earth. The gift of life. That's how you view it. Life goes on. People will die. What? I'm beside myself, man. I can't talk to people like that. I just can't. I can't. I can't listen to you after reading a comment like that. You clearly have a view on life that is disturbing. That is selfish and self-centered. And my original point here that I've been saying every time I bring up this conversation about college football, this is a liability issue. These athletes, because a lot of people are trying to compare this to pro sports, which is, it makes no sense to me. That's pro sports. Those are paid professional athletes. The NCAA has made it clear for years that these are amateurs. They will not get paid. So, with that being said, liability, folks. These athletes are not getting paid a dime from the NCAA, so they expect them now to hit the field just because they are trying to salvage a season. And let me say this as well. And those wallets, those pocketbooks, those bank accounts. I mean, many of you will be fighting pretty hard to have a season as well if you were losing out on $80 to $85 million. I mean, come on, man. If there was an outbreak, which is very likely in the high contact sport of football, if there was an outbreak, the NCAA and these conferences open up themselves to massive lawsuits. They will get sued. Is that worth the risk? You're rolling the dice with your financial future if you open up this college football year and say, go play. The NCAA doesn't want those problems. These conferences like the Big Ten don't want those problems, and they shouldn't want those problems. It's not worth it. Take the financial hit and hope that 2021 brings about good cheer. It's all you can do. And look, another big problem here, when you compare what's happening in the pros to what's happening in college football and what's happening to our society as a whole, what blows my mind is the testing problem that we have here in America. Because you look at the NBA, I look at the NBA, you guys know I'm a diehard NBA fan. I was glued to my TV last night watching Lakers and Nuggets. I mean, it's crazy how the NBA and these professional sports arenas, sports leagues, I mean, they test like on the weekly and the turnaround is almost immediate. How has the NBA figured out how to test effectively and efficiently where you're not waiting 7 days for a result? But us as a society, the average Joe who wants to know, do I have COVID or not? You got to take a test and then go home and wait up to a week or even more to get your results. How? How, Sway? I don't get it. I'm confused. Look, you know the only thing that may change my mind here when it comes to college sports? If there was some way where we had testing for an entire college football team prior to kickoff and you got immediate results, then okay, this player is safe to go out there and play. And don't even get me started on the false positives. Don't even get me started on that. That's a whole another issue with the testing. And if there was a way we could test and get immediate results that assured that said athlete knows around them that everybody's safe and you don't have COVID-19 and you do and you need to quarantine, then that would totally change my mind. But we haven't figured out the testing thing. And oh yeah, we haven't really figured out the long-term effects and short-term effects of COVID-19. It's not worth the risk. And I'm going to get to those short-term and long-term effects right after this final break as I put a bow on this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. College football doesn't make sense this fall. It's too much worth. It's not worth the risk. It's too much of a risk. The NCAA doesn't want to open itself up for lawsuits. They're amateur athletes. They're not paid. The other thing here, I told you that we are still learning more and more about the impacts of COVID-19 on the body. Look, you can be asymptomatic and have it, and have other issues with your body that you may not even know about. That's also another scary component to this. An ESPN report done by Paula Levine, that name rings a bell, Michigan State fans, right? And also Mark Schlabach. They report that a rare heart condition could be linked with the coronavirus and that is fueling concerns among Power 5 conference administrators about the viability of college sports this fall. Myocarditis, hope I'm saying this right, that's inflammation of the heart muscle, has been found in at least 5 Big Ten college athletes and among several other athletes in other conferences, according to 2 sources with knowledge of athletes' medical care. The condition is usually caused by a viral infection, including those that cause the common cold, H1N1 influenza, and mononucleosis. Left undiagnosed and untreated, it can cause heart damage and sudden cardiac arrest, which can be fatal. It is a rare condition, but the COVID-19 virus has been linked with myocarditis, with a higher frequency than other viruses based on limited studies and anecdotal evidence since the start of the pandemic. More on this tomorrow, folks. I just had to get all this off my chest. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.